person is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, Jones, J-O-N-E-S. Just complaint, cough, congestion, fever, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, leg pain, muscle ache, arm pain, severe, and pain in the neck. Patient is a 52-year-old gentleman, works for AT&T here in the Cleveland area, period. New paragraph, patient is married for 33 years, has 4 grandkids and 2 kids, period. New paragraph, he comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 2 days, period. New paragraph, has had some nausea, some vomiting, some diarrhea. He's obese, has a history of sleep apnea. He wears a CPAP at night. He's at a high risk as far as COVID is concerned. He has leg pain, arm pain, dizziness, weakness, leg, he feels like his legs are... he COVID tested at home, which was again today. And he appeared positive and evaluated for multiple medical issues and symptoms that he's having now. And medical problems, of course, hypertension, substance risk, and sleep medication, CPAP, omeprazole, something for his blood pressure, and he can't have foot surgery. Social ethioids, very little, doesn't smoke. He's gained weight and he's trying to lose weight but hasn't been successful. Dad died of a brain aneurysm. Mom is alive, doing well. COVID immunization, had 2 COVID immunizations. Last year he had COVID despite being immunized and received gamma globulin. Today he's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. He is having some cough issues, but he's O2 sat 99% to 100%. 251 pounds, 98%, 98, 10, 16, 71, 112 over 78. Heart positive, small positive, 2. Lungs clear, abdomen soft, forearm mucosal with allergological non-focal. Skin shows no rash, abdomen is soft, lower extremity, no evidence of Holman sign present. Assessment, number 1, COVID is positive. Number 2, chest x-ray was not done because the patient did not want to have a chest x-ray at this time unless it gets worse. Number 3, nausea, vomiting, abdominal ultrasound is within normal limits except for fatty liver. Next one was gallbladder, looks good. Next number, dizziness, carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. Next one was history of tachycardia at home. Cardiac evaluation shows RVH consistent with sleep apnea. Next one was sleep apnea. Next one, because of sleep apnea and positive COVID, we're going to treat him with rosefenogram now, Decadron 8 milligram now, then Paxlovid at home. Next one was come back if developed shortness of breath or any other symptoms. Next one is go to the emergency room with shortness of breath or chest pain. Next number, lower extremity pain and upper extremity pain was evaluated via ultrasound. No DVT or PVD was noted. Next number, sleep apnea. Next number, again, patient is a definite candidate for Paxlovid because of hypertension, sleep apnea, obesity. Next one is fatty liver noted. Next one is kidneys look okay. Next one is no sign of renal vascular hypertension. Next number, positive chain lymphadenopathy noted in the neck, which is anterior chain lymphadenopathy noted in the neck, which is probably what's causing symptoms of his neck. Next number, thought patient in the office. Thank you.